This is a streaming freedom alert. Community radio is under attack at this moment in the Senate. If you want to have local community radio in your area that cares about your issues, you must act now. You need to call your senators immediately. You need to email them and fax them now. Senate Bills 2068 and 3020 are up for vote this week as the legislature pushes through bills before it ends its session. You must urge your senators to vote against 2068 and 3020. They will, in effect, kill community radio service for the public. Tell them that the so-called Radio Preservation Acts only protect large corporate conglomerate radio groups which work against the public's interest. Tell them, as a voter, you want your right to the public airwaves back and will not support their efforts to kill LPFM. Tell them that community-oriented programming is important to you and your family, and it's important to your friends and neighbors who vote. Explain to them that the National Association of Broadcasters and National Public Radio have conjured up false accusations of interference and to consult FCC engineers, not the lobbyists, in regards to those concerns. Our choices for where we get our news, entertainment, and educational programming is dwindling, and our local voices are being drowned out by commercial interests. Please, contact your senators now and tell them to listen to the people, not the corporations. You must act now, or community radio will die in the Senate. It is critical that the following senators also need to hear your support for low-power radio. Take a few minutes to call, email, and fax these politicians and tell them to vote no on 2068 and 3020. Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, Slade Gorton of Washington, Ted Stevens of Arkansas, Daniel Inouye of Hawaii, Pete Domenici of New Mexico, Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, Ben Nighthorse Campbell of Colorado, Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Dianne Feinstein of California, and John McCain of Arizona, who has been an outspoken supporter for LPFM recently. Please visit the corporate media portal at partytown.com/CMP for the phone numbers of these senators and more information about the current anti-community radio legislation funded by the NAB.